Hello.
Hello, all. This is Yusuf.
And Genoa, and this is
Infinite Entertainment, the throwback episodes. Hello, everyone in podcast land. Hope everyone's having a good Thursday. Friday's right around the corner, and we're about to get all stealth with y'all with American Ninja.
Yeah, so last week we did Bloodsport. Now we're doing American Ninja.
Yeah, we went from the Kumite to wherever
they are. Yeah.
To throwing ninja stars.
Yeah. For those of you that are not familiar with this movie, and I was not familiar with this movie until Yusuf suggested that I watch it.
This perfect gem of an 80s movie.
It is about an American soldier, obviously very skilled in martial arts, single-handedly takes on mercenaries in the Philippines.
Exactly. Stars Michael Dudikoff.
Yeah. And Steve James. Two names. Yeah. Two first names.
Now, Michael Dudikoff, prior to American Ninja, which was released, American Ninja was released in 1985. Prior to American Ninja, I believe. Okay. He was in Bachelor Party. I don't know if Bachelor Party came out before or after American Ninja. That's the only movie I know him from outside of American Ninja was Bachelor Party. He was one of Tom Hanks' friends.
Well, that came out in 84.
Oh, okay.
So it was the year before.
Okay, cool. So this was after Bachelor Party.
Yeah.
And Steve James,
James is awesome.
He's been in some stuff. May he rest in peace. He passed away in 1993 at age 41.
He was the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
I was very sad that he was not the ninja.
Yeah, the American ninja.
Yeah. Because he actually knew how to fight.
Fight, yeah.
Based on all of his scenes. And then I was like, wait a minute. Is he the only one that got, like, actual showed up to practice to learn his choreography? But no, he actually was a martial artist.
Yeah, so pretty much the producer's like, oh my God, you're awesome in martial arts. You actually know martial arts. I'm going to have you as the sad character for the lead that don't know martial arts. Yeah.
I mean, it was the 80s. A black dude can't be the star. So.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to help the white man out, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Steve James, the sad bard. Steve James' filmography while he was alive was pretty cool. He was in Live to Die in L.A., the Michael Mann film. He was in The Warriors. He was called Kung Fu Joe, and I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. I'm sure you guys remember that.
I don't know what The Warriors is.
Come out and play.
He's just looking at me like I have two heads.
Okay, so next flashback episode is going to be on the Warriors. All right, so but that's neither here nor there. All right, so we're talking about American Ninja. So what were your thoughts on watching this film?
Well, let's just start out with describing how this film starts. Mm-hmm. It takes place on an army base in the Philippines.
Right.
And there's this dude swinging his knife around.
Call him Joe.
Sorry.
Call him Joe. That's his name. When they're like, who are you? What's your name?
Right.
Just call me Joe.
Joe. Yeah.
Yes. G.I. Joe. Anyway.
Why didn't I get that? Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's not talking to anyone, and they all of a sudden, like, they all have to get in a caravan of trucks to drive to the airport, I guess. They really don't say where they're driving. Yeah, they're just sort
like
of
like a convoy to go somewhere.
Yeah.
With the general's daughter.
The general's daughter is in also part of the convoy in some sort of fancy car in the front of the convoy.
Yeah.
Again, it's not clear where the convoy is going. I assume the airport, but whatever.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the convoy gets stopped on the road by a bunch of mercenaries. And then said mercenaries get taken down by Joe. But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, ninjas show up.
Ninja clan.
Because if you're like guerrilla mercenary type people don't work in taking down the convoy.
You gotta send in the ninjas.
You need a backup of ninjas.
You need to send in the ninjas. Yes. Which they did.
which they lost me at the ninjas. I know it was in the name of the movie, but within the first 10 minutes, I was like, what?
Well, at least you didn't like the, well, at least you know, like, okay, so the movie didn't drag. I mean, it went straight to the ninjas.
Yes, it did.
It did not disappoint. In the title, you're gonna see ninjas
right
by the dozens.
Yeah, and you do.
Yeah,
except when then you watch them fight, and no one in this movie knows how to fight.
No,
except for James.
Except for James, right?
Yeah. And even when they're doing the fight scenes, it looks like they're hitting each other, and they're so far away from hitting each other, and then the huge reactions.
It's like, whoa!
Yeah, I'm like, what? What did I just watch? And I watched this right after Bloodsport, so that had real fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I switched to this. I do have to say, with all the really bad fighting and all of the really bad acting, I still watched American Ninja 1 and 2 back to back. So somehow
the charm of American Ninja
with how bad it was. Yeah, it's like a car accident, and you just want to keep watching to see what else.
Like, what else is going to get set on fire?
How
like,
bad can this really be?
Yeah.
So, yes.
Well, see, you're welcome. You know?
Thank you.
Yeah. And so
there's so many, like, there's a scene where Joe borrows James's motorcycle to go have a date with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the date, Joe turns, he goes, you like my bike? I was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so
double entendre. You like my bike?
So bad. What were we watching in the 80s?
Okay, well, in this movie's defense, it was under the Canon Films filmography. Canon Films in the 80s was just, you know, plethora of cheesy movies. Well, except for Breaking. All right, Breaking was awesome. Electric Boogaloo was another story. It had like the Chuck Norris stuff, like Invasion USA, American Ninja, like other. Actually, it's a good documentary about the two people who created Canon Films. I think it's called Electric Boogaloo. It's a documentary about how Canon Films like was created in the '80s and just bring out all these crazy cheesy '80s movies.
What's the movie about Police Academy? Police Academy.
Yeah. Okay, that wasn't canon. No, but like something like the American Ninja style movies, like with ninjas and bad fighting, most likely was a canon.
Okay.
Yeah. Bloodsport wasn't a canon.
No, absolutely not, because that was real fighting.
Exactly. But I have to double check that. I don't think it was canon. Actually, I think it was canon. I'll take that back. Oops. I'm going to fact check that, but I'm 50-50 on that. It could have been canon. Right. Okay. But yeah, anyway. So back to the ambush. So the ambush with the ninjas shows Joe's skills.
Right.
And not only.
But he doesn't know that he's a ninja yet because he has amnesia. And he just knows that he knows how to fight, because that's part of his backstory, flashbacks.
And that
when he was in, like, they ask him, what's your history?
Yeah, like,
where's your family?
Right.
I have no family. I was discovered after an explosion.
But he knew he had said skills, right?
Right. He knew, but he didn't know where they came from. He didn't know he was a ninja. Right. He just knew that he knew how to fight.
He knew how to fight, right.
Right.
So his skills not only saved a couple of his... No, actually, all of them got killed.
Everyone.
Well, the two...
Because the people that were driving in the fancy car, they survived.
Right,
because
they were part of the thing at the end.
Yeah.
The plot twist, right?
And then the general's daughter survived. So
right, because he saves the general's daughter. Right,
right.
So now we have the sequence where Joe and the general's daughter like go through hiding, go through the bushes,
right,
and
jump into the water.
Okay, we're going to do a review on this movie called Romance in the Stone. And it totally reminded me of the sequence in Romance in the Stone.
When even to the point where he takes off her shoes and breaks the heel.
Yeah. So Romance in the Stone sequence right there. So
he rips her skirt and ties it into it. So it's more shorts. Yeah. I was like, I've seen this before. It was done better in the other movie.
Much better. Yeah. So yeah, we had our Romance in the Stone moment. And then she's like, oh, well, he really cares.
Right.
She started getting feels for, you know, Joe.
He saved me from the ninjas. I think I'm in love.
As one does. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, after he gets her to safety, you know, then he's on, wait a minute, didn't he like scold him? Like, oh, you saved my daughter, but.
Yeah, he goes on trash duty for saving the daughter because two of the other guys got killed because they said they was like if they had just given everything over to the mercenaries, no one would have been killed. So because two people got killed, it's all your fault. I don't care if you saved my daughter. You're going on trash duty.
Right. And then trash duty is when we're introduced to the Steve James character.
Yes.
You know,
who's like on the on campus, on base.
Yeah, like instructor.
Instructor, military. Or karate instructor. Yeah.
He's a base sensei.
Right, and so he challenges Joe to a fight. Oh, you think you're all tough, taking down all the mercenaries, getting our friends killed, and then Joe beats him in the fight.
Yeah, so Joe flips him around, and then he's like, okay, all right. And then Steve tells everyone, he's okay with us.
I do have to say that fight scene, the best part of it was watching Steve James fall because he had some very nice like technique for falling.
Oh,
he was obviously trained.
Yeah. Yeah, he knew how to flip on his back and like, oh,
right. So I appreciated that.
Yeah. I wish behind the scenes he would have taught the ninjas to like fall more convincingly. But whatever. Right. I guess they're on a tight budget.
The best was anytime there is a fight scene where it's multiple people versus Joe. I've never personally been in a fight, but I imagine if there's three people versus one, you're not like two of the guys aren't just going to stand back and wait for the other person to do the fight. You're all going to go in at once.
Oh,
whereas the ninjas would be like, oh, I'm going to give you 60 seconds before I enter the fight. Oh, you took that. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's all American
common courtesy in the fighting. Yes. I really appreciate the one by one.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I think mostly all of American films in the 80s were like a gang of people are around the hero. Right. They usually got to just wait for one to drop and the other coming to drop. I think it wasn't to go into later action films like Hong Kong action movies, like the Jackie Chan's, like six people running up on him. He's like improvising and like beat everybody up and stuff like that.
So Steve James, his favorite action hero or actor is Jackie Chan. Yeah,
of course. Yeah, I mean that's the master. Okay.
There's Bruce Lee, but yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, like he's a master of his own stuff. Okay, all I say like Bruce Lee is the master of kung fu, his thing, right? But Jackie Chan is the master of the showmanship, like the comedic aspect of it, entertainment. Because he studied, Jackie Chan, like he watched a lot of Buster Keaton movies, a lot of Charlie Chaplin films. That was like his inspiration. But he fused martial arts sequences to those type of scenarios that Charlie Chaplin and all them were doing back in the days. Now that's pretty cool.
No, I thoroughly enjoy all of his movies.
Yes. I'm actually watching the Police Story trilogy again, the old ones. Yeah, he's pretty psycho with those stunts. Anyway, so getting back to the awesome stunts in American Ninja.
There's no real stunts in American Ninja.
No, there's no real stunts, no. You can tell they're like trampolines, like the up angle, and they're like doing those leaps, like, whoa, and he's like flipping over people.
Guys, this movie is so bad. You actually have to watch it to see how bad it is.
Yeah.
Just don't get sucked into it like I did and then do the second one, because the second one's better than the first one. Because they've learned how to act together a little bit.
Joe know how to fight better?
No, the fighting's even worse. And the plot line is mutant ninjas instead of just regular ninjas. So that's a little ridiculous.
Is the third one zombie ninjas? I haven't got that far.
Joe's not in the third one.
Okay.
So I have to find out what happens in the third one.
Wow. Yeah.
This is why I'm single. This is because I get sucked into America Ninja movies. People ask me what I did over the weekend. Oh, watch a bunch of ninja movies.
As one should do.
Right.
Duh. Yes. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, screw you, 50 Shades. We're on some American Ninja. So what was the plot again? Okay, so the ninjas was working for, like, this Pablo Escobar type person. Right. He was like an arms dealer. So they would steal weapons from the military and sell them to black market.
Okay. And the, like, not the, was it the general?
The general's daughter was in on it. The general was in on it.
The general was in on it. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So it was like a conspiracy that was being uncovered
right
on top of all of this. Like this deep subplots right, and twists.
Who's hired? The colonel or general? The general was in on. Okay, so the colonel was in on it, right. Not the general. But the colonel convinced the general that Joe was making things up. Mm-hmm. So
exactly. So like set him up to kind of discredit him.
Yeah. So the colonel was partnering with the Pablo Escobar to sell the guns and whatever to other bad guys.
Exactly.
And the Pablo Escobar person had hired and set up a ninja training school to protect
Ninja day camp. I forgot about this.
Yes.
This is the most fun. I would love to go to ninja day camp. Day camp looked awesome. It was almost
until they ask you to fight the black star guy.
Yeah, you might get your neck snapped.
And then he's like, they find it an honor by being killed by me. And he just goes around killing his other ninjas to show the power he has over his trainees. But yeah, I agree. I totally want to go ninja day camp.
It had like the swinging, like, what you call it, the hay.
It looks
stacked with blades.
Right. It looks like a heavy punching bag, but with spikes sticking out of it that you have to walk through to dodge them.
Yeah. They were going so slow.
A gauntlet.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you climb over a wall, you kind of hop over a wall.
It's like a Spartan race, but with ninjas. Yes. As I watched it a couple days before I went and did a Spartan, so I was like,
motivation. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to win this ninja race.
I was like, I can totally do these things. But for the monkey bars, they weren't doing the monkey bars like normal people would do. They would climb on top of them and walk across, which I considered asking people at the Spartan race, is it allowed to climb on top of the monkey bars and walk across?
Nah.
Because they don't have rules about that. You just have to get across and ring the bell.
Oh, that's a good point. There you go. Loophole.
So can I do it ninja style versus normal people style?
You should test that next time. Just see, you know, if you get disqualified, you should sue them. Like, wait a minute, there was no rules saying I couldn't do this ninja style.
Right. First, I have to do a pull up to get on top of the monkey bars.
You can't do it. Ninja day camp was pretty fun. I was like, wow, this is like a cool place to be.
Which, because it was so cool, they brought it back in the second one.
Except there were mutant ninjas.
Yeah, and they're more choreographed in their movements, so it looks like a dance routine.
They went into the comment section and was like, I think we need to make our choreography of our fights a little bit better.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. We heard your concerns.
It actually looks like a flag group, like the people in flags that you see in marching bands, doing like a ninja routine.
Wow! Is it like a stepping band too? You know, like
no, but they should have one.
Like the cute doll ninja steppers, ninjas.
I mean, if the ninjas were allowed to talk, then yeah, oh, yeah, probably.
Oh Lord! So we gonna remake American Ninja.
Oh.
The American Ninja, the Ninja Day Camp years. And we're going to make it happen.
I feel like
we can do that in your backyard, right? We can like set up.
We absolutely can do it in my backyard. I feel like we need to do it with like children, though. We can do them like the kids' version of this movie. They might be better at acting it, but it could be super entertaining.
Yeah. Sad and do like flip here.
Right.
Have like watermelons on a stick that have like blades. Like ninja stars, they're like throwing it
right after we filmed the Amazon review.
Okay, well, that's underwrapped.
Yeah.
Okay, so TBA, something amazing is coming soon. Hopefully,
one of these days.
One of these days,
when we can borrow people's kids and bouncy houses.
And tell them they might be traumatized because if they see the end result, they may be decapitated and grass cutter.
Well, you just need to get children and parents that are really into that type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get some effects people.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, take my kid. It'll be fun.
We need the effects people from summer school.
Yeah, we need Chainsaw and Dave. Was it Dave? Chainsaw and Dave?
I think so.
Yeah, we need Chainsaw and Dave to help us out with this.
Sorry, too many sidebars.
Right, okay. So, Carl, we have to get back to the seriousness of this film, damn it. So, Joe uncovers the plot of this dark operation between the general and Pablo.
Yeah.
And so, this rally... You know, Steve James and all of the troops.
Basically, yeah, he finally got everyone on base to support him after they realized that he's not a bad guy.
I was waiting for them to queue up the G.I. Joe theme. It was like, if they did a live action G.I. Joe movie in 1985, this would have been the G.I. Joe movie of our dreams. Like I said, I was telling Jennifer, the Steve James character was Roadblock.
Yeah.
And Michael Dudikoff Joe.
It's G.I. Joe.
He's a hybrid of Duke and Snake Eyes. And then all the other grunts, you could just name everybody else's
right.
name. But yeah, I was like, it's freaking G.I. Joe. This is awesome. And they against ninjas.
Yeah, I have to say, I like G.I. Joe way better than this, but yes.
Yeah, well, duh. And so, mention the... The landscaper
Oh, that's right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Jenna was about to drop this bomb on you. Go ahead.
So, Joe's character, remember, he has amnesia. And at some point during the movie, he ends up on Pablo's estate. And as he's running to escape Pablo, he runs into the groundskeeper, who, surprise, surprise, is his sensei, his childhood... foster father who taught him all of the ninja arts. Yeah. And this was his final test.
What a coinkity.
Being reunited with the gardener who touches his head or does some sort of magic ceremony that all of a sudden takes him from being just a guy with a lot of skills to a ninja just like that. That's all it takes is to run into your old sensei gardener.
Yeah.
Type person.
So yeah, he was keeping a close eye on him.
Right.
And
there's a scene like he opens up a trunk and it's basically all of the here of all your ninja tools. Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so just imagine Q opening up a drawer to James Bond with all like the gadgets, bombs, guns, exploding pins. It's like this is like the same kind of situation.
This is the other part of the movie where they lost me. I was like, what?
And this is this movie had like 20 minutes to go before it ends.
Yeah.
And we get the revelation of the landscaper, groundskeeper being his sensei. I think the writer's like, wait a minute, we need to... we have to have the landscaper be the sensei.
All right, cool. Well, but they had him all in all of the flashbacks and everything.
But you didn't actually see him in the flashbacks, though.
Yeah, you do.
Before seeing him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go back and watch him.
There's one or two.
Mm. It wasn't 10 minutes long.
No. This is right. There's one scene where he's like sleeping and he's like climbing a tree and he sees his sensei at that point, early in the movie.
Gotcha.
And then there's another flashback. But yeah. So the guy that plays the gardener is John Fujikoa, who was born in 1925 and is still alive. Yeah. Who's in Pearl Harbor? He plays a Japanese evil dude. Pearl Harbor.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so he's still out there doing things.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
He was in Mortal Kombat, of course.
Nice.
American Yakuza. Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty much we get into like the climactic fight now.
Right. Well, now Joe has his ninja outfit on.
Yeah. So like Popeye really ate the spinach and he's ready to get in, right? So him and the groundskeeper sensei, they're like back to back on the lawn of Pablo Escobar's estate, and bloody carnage ensues. I mean, like blades are flying everywhere. People are getting chopped up, I guess. I mean, like, the choreography is just horrible.
It's super bad. So bad. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And
body count, 114 people die in the movie.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. Yeah. And so the final battle is between Joe and the main baddie, okay, that have a Swiss Army knife of like destructive stuff under his ninja sleeve. He have a flamethrower. He have shooting like darts or something like that. And he have a laser. The dude, okay, picture this. A ninja with lasers. Like, how can you not watch this movie? Just that alone. If a movie gonna guarantee a ninja with lasers, y'all, lasers, you have to give it a look-see. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say. And a flamethrower. And he had a flamethrower.
I'm checking out the IMDb trivia. Apparently, Chuck Norris was originally chosen to star. He chose not to do the film because he didn't want his face hidden on camera. He said, if I'm going to be in a film, I don't want my face hidden. I'm going to be me. But that's because his face was, Joe's face was only hidden for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or 8 minutes. Yeah. Well, Chuck Norris was kind of a douche anyway, so whatever.
This is funny. Michael Dudikoff. Dudikoff, thank you. Had no martial arts training before the filming began. Yeah, no shit. He learned quickly during production and ended up earning a black belt. What? You cannot tell by his fighting at all that he earned anything. That must have been like an honorary black belt. No.
So you were in a movie, so I guess you get a black belt.
Yeah. Is that all it takes to get a black belt?
I guess. I mean, his fighting skills didn't improve much from the first to the second, correct?
No, not at all.
There you go.
I'm going to have to go watch number four. He's not a number three. I'm going to have to go watch number four to see if his fighting gets better.
He's probably like Neo at that point, right? Yeah. Well, let's hope so. So pretty much once Joe defeats the laser ninja, all is well. Pablo Escobar gets blown up in a helicopter that Steve James deliver a missile through his bazooka.
Right.
And blows up the helicopter. And all is right with the world.
And Joe is a hero, and he wins the girl. And
G.I. Joe saves the day.
Dude, Steve James was also in Weird Science with Jody, our son. I don't remember him in Weird Science.
So the
romantic love woman that Joe's after, the general's daughter, she was in Weird Science.
Yeah, CJ was in Weird Science. He was in the, remember when they went to the bar to get drugs?
Oh my God, yes.
That was it. He was in, I keep forgetting about that.
Dude, Steve James.
He was a man. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. And you gave us so many awesome roles to look at in Marvel, or God bless you. But yeah, so American Ninja. So what's the in closing?
I mean, honestly, go clean the house. Go take out the garbage. Go grab a drink with friends. Don't watch this movie.
Wow. Is this your first throwback Crash and Burn?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't have a life, so I watch two of them. But really, don't get sucked into it. Honestly, just don't.
Don't get sucked into it. Like, treat it as the Ark of the Covenant, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Don't look at it.
Yeah.
Just keep your eyes shut.
I really am going to watch 3 and 4, which I'm really sad about. But
yeah, well, get back to me on that one. Yeah, after the first one, I was like, okay, I'm good.
You're a better person than me.
I mean, I had other bad movies.
I started watching the movie and reading IMDb page. I was like, I totally have to watch the next one. I started reading articles about the movie. Just kept going.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you know, you gotta, like, just... You know, right. You gotta ask for the check every now and then. Like, okay, check please, I'm done.
Why I haven't watched other current films lately, because I got sucked into the American Ninja series.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Yes. Not sorry? Because you needed to know this movie, gentlemen. I don't care.
I'm so glad it was not on the TV when I was a kid, because my parents were already disappointed in me and how much TV I watched, but this really would have sucked me in.
See, because then you could be like, hey, Ma, Dad, do you guys have, like, any money? Because I want to go to Ninja Day Camp. I heard it's going to be pretty cool. Yeah, so I give it a... I'm going to give it turbulence. I'm not going to crash and burn it. Just on the fact that they swung for the fences. Fell... I don't know if you could call it a failure.
I don't think that they made three more. They didn't fail.
Yeah, I mean,
let's see.
The intended execution of the movie was for it to be this cheesy, right, and bad, like,
well,
not even B movie, like C movie.
Okay, their budget was $1 million. Guess how much they made.
Like 20?
They made $10.5 million. So they did very well.
Mm-hmm. They did all right. They did all right for themselves.
Good for them. Wow. Opening weekend, they made $3
million. Boom.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael.
It is a short movie. It's only 90 minutes long. Yeah. So.
No, it don't need to be any longer than that at all. I give it turbulence. I'm not going to crash and burn it, even though... If you're looking for quality, yes, I would say Crash and Burn.
Dude, there's so many other good ninja movies out there. Why would you waste your time watching this when you can watch a good ninja?
I think I look at this more as a case study than anything else. A social experiment, if you will. And plus you get some things.
Yeah, it's a social experiment in that... It's okay to cast the black dude as the American Ninja, not just the white dude that looks like James Dean.
But everyone swooned over to James Dean. Wow. And plus, okay, like I said, the reason I'm not giving a crash burn, just off the simple fact that this movie gave me Ninja Day Camp and Laser Ninja. I can't flat out trash this movie. I got to give it a turbulence based off of those two gems that I walked away with during end credits. So that's all we got for Throwback Thursday edition of American Ninja.
Yes. So you can find us at your favorite podcasts, iTunes, Google Play. And if you want to send us any notes or anything, find us on Facebook and Twitter. And happy to reply to you guys. And thank you for everyone that is following us on those current properties.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Hope everyone have an awesome weekend. Like I said, Friday's right around the corner, so be safe, everyone. And until then, we wish you safe travels and
peace.